destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Excuse me. Today is Monday, December 1st. Welcome to the holidays. How's it going? How was the weekend? Did you survive? I don't know if any of you guys have looked, but tonight is a good night to look at the moon, the Venus, and Jupiter all conjunct in the heavens. If you see, let me have a peek and see if I can see it tonight. Oh, it's cloudy here. That's right. It's been cloudy all day here where I live, but if it's clear where you are, it was really nice last night. The moon should now be a little past the conjunction. Last night it was a little before the conjunction, but beautiful and a very rare event, which is why the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter together in the heavens, the two most positive planets in the zodiac, coming together has attributed to a good Thanksgiving weekend and a good shopping season for all the merchants, and they have a lot to be grateful for. Now, there's other things happening in the heavens, too, don't get me wrong. There's some very difficult aspects happening which account for the violence in India, the terrorist events, and more have been predicted by certain astrologers, but we have this little reprise of the two benefic planets joined together in around 22 degrees of Capricorn. If you have planets in Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo around 22 degrees, you benefit from this transit. Other signs, other planets may benefit too, but that's the ones that will benefit the most. And it's nice. It was really cool to see this last night. I hope you get a chance to see it. I think it's still up tonight. You should be able to get a good look at it. My name is Robert Lee Camp. I'm the author of The Cards of Your Destiny, a book called Love Cards, and Your Birthday, Your Card, for those of you who are new tonight. What we do on this show is I have a topic which I'll get into here in a few minutes. And at 7:30, we'll open up the phone lines, and you're welcome to call in. And you can ask questions. I do free readings here, and I charge a lot for readings, so my clients pay $250 for a one-hour reading, just so you know. That's my going rate. And not that you're going to get a complete reading here on the air, but I'm definitely going to give you the best I have to offer you. And I have over 20 years' experience now in doing readings. I have a large file cabinet full of client charts. You know, and then I have boxes of client charts that I don't have room for in my file cabinet backup, which is, I think, at least as many as in the cabinet, maybe more. I've done, I don't know how many readings, but it's been a lot over the years. It took a long time to develop the skills that I have. And along with the knowledge of astrology and the cards comes a certain, there's intuition involved. And there's also a little bit of common sense involved in some of the things I say to people. I'll be happy to take a look into your past, present, or future if you have an important question that you want to bring forth. Be prepared to hear the truth. I get to give people good news, and sometimes I get to give people some not-so-good news. And good means they like it, and bad means they don't like it. But it'll be the truth, and I find that the truth is always helpful. It's always helpful in the end to know the truth. We may be in denial about it for a while, but it's always helpful. And to start the show here, today is December 1st. Today is a Four of Diamonds day. It's Sagittarian, though. See, now Four of Diamonds with a Six of Spades ruling card, which is what today ends up being, is not an easy day to be born. There's four diamonds always have to struggle a little bit through life. Now, there are very successful four diamonds, don't get me wrong. We have people like Woody Allen, Born Today, Richard Pryor. We have Treat Williams, actor. We also have Michelle Williams, who is a musician. And we have Steven Spielberg's daughter, Destry Allen, golfer Lee Trevino, Lou Rawls, Bette Midler, also Born Today. Now, a four of diamonds is going to be successful in life if they're willing to work for things. If they're not willing to work for it, their life will be miserable. And I use that word miserable intentionally. It has the word miser in it. Four diamonds who think that they can get through life without having to work are never happy, and their life never works out the way they want it to. But those who are willing to work and who sort of let go of that fantasy of that things are going to be so easy for them will have a very successful life. And some of these birthdays that people I've just mentioned are proof of that. I've always seen that even the most successful four diamonds will often have unhappiness in their personal life. It's a challenging card to be. And this particular birthday has a Six of Spades ruler, which brings a lot more success potential. The Six of Spades is Elvis Presley card and David Bowie's card. It has a lot of success potential. However, there is not an easy life there for the relationship end of things. So it's a mixture of positive and negative, like everything else in life. So here at around 7:30, you're welcome to call in. That's 7:30 Pacific at 10:30 Eastern. You're welcome to call in on the numbers that are on my website that are at the link there gives you. And you can ask any question you want about your future, about a relationship, or anything that's on your mind. You're welcome. Love Cards Dating is still going. It's going well. We have more people every week. Lovecardsdating.com, our new website that hooks you up, matches you up with people. And I think in a very accurate way, we haven't been around long enough to get any feedback yet, but I'm hoping that someday we're going to have some feedback from people who've used it. Let us know how that's working for them. We put a lot of time into it, a lot of care, a lot of technology is embedded in that site that you can't find anywhere else. But you're welcome to go there and check it out if you're looking to find your perfect mate. Why not take a look and see what the cards say for you? Lovecardsdating.com. Okay, tonight's topic is about the mind and the heart. We happen to live in a culture today that's mind-dominated. If you look around, everybody gets pats on the back for being smart. Being smart is really huge. My father is a Gemini. My father is a Two of Clubs and a King of Clubs. So he has a lot invested in the mind. And when I was born, I was the first son. If I hadn't been really smart, he would have been really disappointed. As a matter of fact, my oldest brother, I have two brothers, my older brother, who's actually younger than me, he wasn't dumb, but he was born, he contracted an ear infection while he was in grade school. So he couldn't hear, but we didn't know about it. We didn't know he had an ear infection for a long time. And he did poorly in school, and my dad just could not handle it. My dad would basically say bad things to him, call him stupid and things like that. And, of course, to my dad, who is a double club and who thinks everything is about the head, my brother was a bad mark on my dad's ego. Because this is the thing that fathers do. They look to their kids to make them feel better about themselves. So, but this is just an exaggerated version of what we're all involved in here today. Our whole society is based on the mind. Everything is about the mind. And it's funny, we went to see this new movie, Australia, this weekend. And I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. It was slow, though. And I was noticing how I've become so used to shows on TV that I watch where they give you everything right away, real quick, boom, 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 like that. And because this Australian movie was moving slow, I was feeling uncomfortable, but as soon as I relaxed into the pace of the movie, I began to enjoy it tremendously and got a lot of value out of it. I watched these reviewers. Reviewers, for the most part, critics don't like the movie either. I thought it was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. I cried about four times in the movie. It really touched my heart, and it had some pretty interesting facets to it. It was long. It's 2 hours and 35 minutes, but I enjoyed it. But the nature of the mind is to want everything right away, and it has, the mind always has a sort of a sense of perfection about everything. There's always a striving for some ideal, and this ideal is something that we've created in our mind. It's a mentally constructed vision of how things ought to be or should be. And this is what we all live with. We live in a world like this. Now, there's another part of us, though, that we don't pay much attention to in our society, and that is our heart. That is our feelings. You won't see kids in school getting good grades for being open-hearted. You won't see anybody getting pats on the back for being, you know, open, receptive, vulnerable, letting their feelings show. As a matter of fact, in our society, most everybody says, well, don't feel. And if you happen to see somebody crying, everybody gets really, gets very uncomfortable around displays of emotion, especially negative emotion. In our society, it's just completely avoided and looked down upon. So we have this dichotomy here. And you wonder then why so many of us are unhappy. You know, and we keep running from one thing to the next to avoid our unhappiness. Instead of having to feel something that we don't want to feel, we will engage in something mentally. We'll immediately get our mind engaged, and we'll get into something. You know, whether it's an escape kind of a pastime, or whether it's work, or whether it's, you know, some addictive behavior, eating, sex, food. You know, it could be anything. It could be reading a book. It could be studying. Some people escape from that life into reading books and studying and reading and taking in more knowledge. It could be just watching TV, smoking cigarettes, or some other psychotropic substance taken in many different ways, whatever. But all of it is because, in many ways, we don't want to be with the things that we're feeling inside. We want to get away from that. And we're almost desperate in that desire. If you notice, you know, it almost is like a panic sometimes, the way we escape from what's going on. And of course, things in life come up. Things in life come up that we don't, that didn't match the way we planned them all the time. So, you know, here we are. We set about our day, and we have a little plan in our head, and we set forth a little vision of how the day is going to be or what we're going to do and what's going to happen. And as long as things kind of fit that pattern pretty well, we're kind of happy. And if that day includes us getting things that we wanted, if we had set up an expectation of something we really wanted and we get one of those things or two of those things, we start to feel like, oh, I'm having a good day. And then if some bad things happen, like we weren't expecting, especially if they scare us in some way, like if they threaten our security or threaten, you know, our relationship or something that we have a lot of vested either security in or identity in, well, then we're having a bad day. And if two or three of these things happen, some people will just give up. If two or three bad things happen in the morning, for example, they may say, I got to go home. I got to go. I got to crash. You know, it can be too much. The thing here, though, mostly is that we're relying on our mind so much. And we're not in balance in this regard. We do have a heart. Everybody has a heart. Everyone has feelings. Now, some cards in the deck, as you guys have heard me talk about, some cards have a more difficult time being in touch with their feelings. All the cards that are really mental and mind-oriented, and there's, I mean, everybody is mind-oriented to some extent, but certain birthdays and certain cards have even more pronounced, like my father's birthday. He's a Gemini. Well, Gemini is the mind sign. It's the sign of the mind. Anybody who's a Gemini already, no matter what birthday they are, if they're a Gemini, no matter what suit they are, what card they are, they're going to be mentally oriented. And if you're a club, okay, and let's face it, 40% of the birthdays of the year are club birthdays. So you can already see that a huge, tremendous segment of our society is already bent towards the mind. But there are cards also that have emotional issues with which it makes it harder for them to allow themselves to be with whatever they might be feeling, whatever's going on inside. So basically the mind keeps us focused on the outside. It keeps us focused on things around us. It keeps us focused on things that we can do, things that we can get, acquire, experience, add to us in some way. The mind is always having us add things to us in some way. Whereas being and feeling is just a matter of just being aware of what's already here. And that's where the heart comes in. Now what's really interesting is that all the inspiration in life that you've ever had or anybody's ever had, any of those inspiring moments where you had an epiphany, let's say, of understanding about life, about your life, about something in life, about what should happen in your life or where you're going in your life, or anything important to you, and even inspirations that you would get at work, like if you're an artist or if you're just working and you get this great idea, all of these ideas and great inspirations come from a place beyond the mind. It's very interesting. Interesting to notice that you don't, these things end up in the mind, but that's not their origin. The mind's able to pick them up, but not able to generate them on its own. I used to write a lot of songs. I went through a period at one point in my life where I was, my heart had really opened up for several reasons. I had been doing some personal work on myself, and I can honestly say that my heart was pretty wide open a lot, which was pretty nice at that time, as I recall. But I remember at that time, music was just flowing out of me too. And when a song comes, it would come all at once, like one, just everything, just the words, the music would all just kind of pour out all at once from this place that, who knows, you know, it wasn't something I dreamed up. I didn't sit down and go, I want to write a song. The songs were just coming out. They were just coming into my head, and they were connected to the way I was feeling. They were connected to feelings I was having and thoughts that came from those feelings. So I was feeling loved, and I was feeling, you know, open, and I was feeling pain as well as pleasure. And I wrote a lot of love songs at that point in my life. And this is where these good things come from. And, you know, like some of these songs that I wrote back then, I can play them now for people. Every once in a while I'll play a song or two on my guitar. And they're just incredible songs, and they still have the potency they had the very first day I wrote them, because it came from this place of being deeply connected to my own heart. So this is what we're talking about tonight, is the mind and the heart. The mind actually needs that heart connection. It needs that connection with the thing, the very thing that it runs away from. For the mind to be inspired and have really great ideas, and for the mind to be, to receive the true information that it's really seeking, because everyone who's thinking is wanting on some level, unconsciously or not, what they're really wanting is, but to really know something that's going to make a difference in their life. And those things that we really want to know, that really will make a difference in our life, will do not come from just trying to figure it out with your logical mind. They come from another place. They come from a place of being, not a place of thinking. So if we never take the time to be, if we never take the time to stop and just be, our thinking will always be somewhat frantic. It'll be somewhat scattered, and it'll be without inspiration. There will be no inspiration there in that thinking process. If we're just going around like a dog chasing our tail, searching for an answer in our life, we're not going to find it. We're like on a treadmill, like a little hamster on a treadmill going around and around. And we're not going to find the answer we're looking for because it's not ahead of us in that way. It's not out there. It's not someplace the mind can generate. There's a saying that one of my teachers said. He said that true knowledge flows into the mind from a still heart, from the stillness in the heart. I think that's one of the most profound things I've ever heard. Because, you know, on some level, I think we all kind of crave having this perfect knowledge. And yet it only comes when the heart is still and we're tuned in to that stillness within our own heart. Interesting. So, you know, you have to have your mind. We use our mind to accomplish things. I mean, I look at what I do for a living and I spend half the day in front of a computer, you know, working out all kinds of technical things, and I love little problems because my mind, it gives them something to do, my mind something to do. And I can see that I couldn't serve as many people as I serve the way I do if I didn't use my mind. I might be able to serve them in other ways and might even be better, but this is what I've chosen to do for now, and it's a very mental job. I'm in the information business. I was talking to my assistant the other day, Nicholas. I was saying, Nick, we're in the information business. We're providing people information. It's funny, he's a queen of clubs, I'm a queen of diamonds, so we have this mutual thing of that we can, like to be in service of other people. Queens are service oriented. So information surrounds me, but if we don't have this balance of having some time to be in our heart, you know, and I get a lot of clients, you know, and they have really some tremendous, this is what happens. I'll tell you what happens. When we completely ignore our hearts, we end up having the most crazy relationships that have happened. I mean, I've had clients and even people call in on the show sometimes with the most outrageous situations that have evolved out of the fact that they have refused to let themselves feel what they're feeling. I mean, because the mind gets involved in the relationship, it becomes one scheme after another, and there's no truth in it. There's always a lot of lying involved, because to get our needs met, you know, in that situation, we have to lie usually. There's usually cheating involved and other things, and people lose their integrity, and they're all confused, and they wonder why they're so confused. It's because they're so out of touch with what they feel and what's real in their life. Like, what is really real? It's not in the head. What's real is not up here. It's what's happening right now around us. It's what is. And a big part of that, the part that most people in our culture today avoid, is the feeling part. Now, I'm not saying everybody does. We have a lot of feeling people in the world. I'm just saying, as a general rule, our society is geared towards, against it, against there being acknowledgement of the feeling side of the heart. So it takes both. It takes the mind and the heart being in balance and playing off each other. Giving and taking, taking turns. You know, it's like Eckhart Tolle says, if you really want to be the super inspired in whatever artistic expression you might choose to do, you step away from the problem and just be inside yourself for a while. And then the ideas will flow, and then the mind comes back in and it takes those ideas and it puts them to expression. But without those periods of going inside and being with, the ideas will not come. Just the way it goes. So I think that's a good little talk about the heart and the mind. I hope you derive some benefit from it. Now, we have a break. We're going to have a break now. And if you would like to call in, it's a little early, but I would call in now if you're going to call. It's a little earlier than usual, but so what? We're flexible. We can flow with it. There are three lines available. And on our breaks, we play a song from my music CD called Bhakti Rock. And our first song tonight is going to be my personal favorite on the CD, which is called Sri Ram. And when we come back, we're going to take your call. So I look forward to talking to you right after this break. And Sri Ram. Be right back.
Patira.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Sri Ram from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. We have callers now, and thank you all for calling in. Our first caller is Mike from Cleveland, Ohio, born today. Today's his birthday, born in 1953, same year as me. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, I am, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. I thought, how cool is that? It's my birthday, and I get to talk to Robert.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, what caused you to tune in tonight, anyway?
I just wanted to touch base and see where I'm at, and I enjoyed your talk. I said to my wife a few weeks ago, the only thing that's real is that which you can't see.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. So, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, what's going on in your year? What's happening?
Well, I just started getting into a new business about 3 weeks ago. And my product is natural gas.
Uh-huh.
And it's
Is this an investment, or is this something that you will actually work at?
Yeah, I'll work at it. Pretty much, I guess, retailing it to... I can take it to residential customers. I can take it to commercial customers. We can take it to city aggregates. And nobody, I believe, is going to be at a lower rate than what I can offer anybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be good.
You're going to be competing with some of the utility companies, I take it.
Just on the provider of the gas end of that.
Well, your cards are really good for money this year, Mike. You have an 8 of diamonds long range. That's very good. So really,
good.
You couldn't have asked for a better, set of cards for launching a new business.
Glad to hear that. I'm feeling good about it.
Money's not going to be a problem. Just be prepared to work hard because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's not going to be easy, but, I mean, we're going to keep people's money in their pockets, a little bit more than what the other companies are charging.
Well, of course, those kind of savings right now, everybody will really, really appreciate that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you have something good to share. That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels good. It seems to be an honest company. The gas supplier is right out of the state of Ohio, so it's local. They got, the only capacity to the gas, and that's how they can keep their prices down.
They have
he doesn't want to charge that much,
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I can see it benefiting you. Whatever you're going to be doing this year, it's definitely going to make some money. So good for you.
Good. It's been a long drive, though.
Well, things always come in cycles, and this looks like a good cycle for money for you. I'd be willing to bet on it.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
All right, Mike. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Have a great year.
Hey, thank you. Same to you. You were born in 53 also, right?
That's right. My birthday was in July, so I'm not that far behind.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm clearing the way for you, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'll just keep tuning into what you're up to.
All right, Robert.
All right, take it easy, Mike.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Good night. Okay, next up is Pamela from Massachusetts. Her birthday is September 11th, 1959. King of Clubs, are you there, Pamela?
I'm here.
How are you, Pamela?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's
so
great.
How is it being a King of Clubs and a Jack of Diamonds?
Oh, well, I'm just learning. I just bought your books. I have all three of them, and so that's why I'm calling tonight. Yeah, I got a lot of time on my hands right now. I recently injured my back at work about 6 months ago, and I'm just settling a workman's comp case and found out that my employer is now laying off, so I don't have a job, so I guess that's why I'm calling to see what you see in store for me.
Well, let me ask you something. You know, I never think these things happen without a reason, personally, you know. And I think we have a more of a hand in it than we think sometimes. So, I mean, I can see your cards for this year and all, but what do you really want to happen? That's my first question for you. Like, what would be the perfect turnout for you?
Well, I'd like to go back to school to learn a different skill. I do have a back problem, and the work that I was doing, I know that I can no longer do, so I do have to go back to school and learn a new skill, so I guess that's what I would like to do.
Yeah, so, okay. So, did you ever think that maybe you got the back problem because you didn't really like the work?
Well, probably,
Did it ever cross your mind?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I was getting tired of the work. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you got a back problem.
Well, I kind of, you know, I kind of had the, you know, the week back anyways. I've done a lot of lifting throughout the years in my, the jobs that I had. So I think that's probably how it all came about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's like, the thing I'm pointing to is that if we're more conscious in our life, if we really know that, for example, if you know you weren't really enjoying your job anymore, and then you had the courage to do something different, you probably would never ever got a back problem. See what I'm saying?
Oh, right. I can see where that's going.
Yeah, I mean, this is the benefit of being more self-aware, like, and being willing to take a risk based on the truth that we know about ourselves. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So your year is, you know, you've got good influences for starting a new way of making money. You got good influences for maybe like a new business or a new thing. As far as going back to school, I don't know, maybe. I'm not sure about that. Are you going to have the money to go back to school?
I might have some. I could apply for grants.
Financial
aid. I mean, I don't have the money, but
are you in a legal thing about this? Are you involved in a legal thing about your back or anything?
Yes. Like, we have a lawyer.
Uh-huh. And are you like pretty sure that's going to go your way?
It is. I've signed papers already.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's already come to a resolution?
Yeah, I just have to go to court now. Yes.
Oh, well, good. Good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, good. So you want to be careful during your Mars period, which is December 24th. Starts soon, through February 15th. Outstanding debts may come up that you had forgotten about. You want to, like, look around and see, like, what you might still owe to somebody or some company or something. I don't know what it would be exactly, but just be mindful of that. Okay.
I know they are.
It shows the possibility of you losing some money on account of some debts that you owe.
Right.
Okay. So, like, if you made money from the legal thing, there may be people waiting at the door for the money they can get from you.
That's definitely what.
Okay. All right. Good. So once you get past that, everything's great, and the year is going to be good. You could actually make more money this year even. I don't know, you know, I don't know if you're going to go to school. I really can't say that to be certain. But something good will happen, and, you know, I know you're a club and you think you have to have an education before you can do anything.
True.
Okay.
That's true.
You really don't. You really don't, though. That's just a club thing, okay? And you can get over that.
Okay.
Like, you could actually start doing something you love right now without having to go to school to be good at it. If you were so inspired, in other words. Okay?
I am inspired about the system, about the cards.
Wow.
I would love to learn that.
You know, why don't you just put it out there, you know, like, just Let people know that you're available to do whatever you want to do, and see if you don't get work. See?
Okay.
I mean, if we never give it a chance, how are we ever going to know if it would have worked or not? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
if we never even take a risk enough to even try something. And right now you have an opportunity. You have a little reprieval. You have a little time that you could actually do what you really love, right?
Right.
So, but when are you going to do that, you know? You'll be too old if you wait too much longer, you know. You won't have the energy if you wait too long to try something like
right.
this. So, do it while you have the juice for it.
Okay.
That's my suggestion. Because the way I see it here, almost anything you do, there's money coming in, it's going to be fine. So, why not have it be try doing something really different, you know?
Yes, it has to be different than manual labor.
Right, yeah. You don't have to do manual labor. You know, a lot of us feel we have to for some reason. Maybe our parents taught us that. You know, wherever. We pick it up somewhere along the way. You have to work hard. And some people do have to work hard, but it's not always necessary. Sometimes we can just let good things happen. That also can work. Okay. So good things are coming.
Thank you very much.
Be ready to let go of your past and move into a new world, and everything will work out really well.
Okay.
All right.
I thank you very much. Yep.
All right. Thank you for calling tonight, Pamela. It was great talking to you. Have a great
evening.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye bye. Okay, we have another caller from the East Coast. His name is Steve. He's calling from Pennsylvania. He's a Leo, August the 10th, 1960. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going, Steve?
Okay. I have a question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
I was wondering when my godson, which is a 7 of club and 9 of heart ruler, is coming home for good.
You want to know if he's coming home for good?
I want to know when he's coming home for good. He's 2.5 years old. He was born June 23rd, 2002, was his birthday.
So how come he's not home now? What's the deal?
Well, we had him from birth for 2.5 years, and he came home from the hospital to us, and we had him until August 31st, and then his mom had come and decided to help him to live here because he was in the diapers and it was time to take him.
Yeah.
And she had taken him back off us. So.
So he has a mother. Is that true? He has a mother?
Yes, sir. Yes, he does have a mother.
And so are you wanting to take him away from his mother?
I'm thinking about it. That's why I'm calling, you know, to see what you thought about it.
Why? Because you don't think she's doing a good job, or what?
No, not really. Not the situation, no.
Is that why you're doing it?
Yes.
I see.
One of the reasons.
I just want to get an idea, you know, why you would go through all that trouble, you know. And it is difficult.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, I raised him as my own, you know what I mean? It would be like somebody come and take him, one of your kids that's 2.5. I mean, how would you feel about that? I mean,
so how did you end up having him for that time anyway? Did she just abandon him?
She just had to take him for, you know, for a couple of weeks, and it turned into 2.5 years, you know? It was basically what happened. Believe it or not, she would come around every, you know, 4 or 5 months to say hello to him and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she got hooked up with a guy that was, like, family-oriented, and she called us one day and said, you know, next month I'm coming to get him. We're moving into an apartment together, and we want to be a family. So, it kind of crushed me because, you know, he was, like, my son, you know, like...
Biological,
you know. I raised him since he was one day old.
You know, I can't say for sure what's going to happen, but it looks, there's certainly a possibility you're against him.
Okay. There's something, there's cards showing that could indicate that possibility. It's okay. By no means definite. You know. And I understand where you're coming from, but it's a very tricky situation to be in. So, you know, my mother has always been really attached to her grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
And she would kind of arrange it so the kids would be with her, you know.
Right.
And then it would really hurt her when they would go back to their mom.
Sure.
Their mom would,
sure,
of course, take them away at different times.
Wow.
And it's very difficult. It's a hard one to know. It's hard to know if you're doing the right thing or not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because our own
that.
Feelings get involved. Our own personal feelings get involved with our feelings of welfare for the child. It's hard to be objective about the situation.
Understood. I've thought more about that and all, but, you know, like I said, it's like somebody ripped out my child from out from under me, you know, and then it's not like it's a better lifestyle or that, you know. I mean,
yeah, no, I sympathize with your point of view, okay, but you are in a position of not really being objective about this right now.
Right.
So, you might want to get an outside opinion, just somebody you trust, you know.
Right, I'm in the process of going through that route of what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you
I
know?
Think that'd be helpful
and,
for you because it's helped you to be really clear about what you're doing and are you really doing the best thing for the child or not, you know?
Just
have somebody to bounce that off of.
Right, Well, we are, and I was just going to call and see what you thought about it, you know?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, there's indications both ways, and, I mean, as far as legal matters go, you're in your Mars period right now, which is the legal period, and anything that you do right now will be fair, but however it turns out will be the right thing, whether you guys think so or not. It may turn out the way you want it to, and it may not, but either way, it will be the right thing. So you have nothing to lose, really, by doing whatever you have to do.
Right. I understand.
As far as I can see, you have the cards.
Right, okay. I got you. So you're
okay,
you're
Steve, thank you for being my guest, and I appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you have a good holiday season, all right?
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night. That's a very touchy situation to be in. I mean, I've seen it play out in the lives of my mother and my cousins and nephews and second cousins and so forth. I know what's involved there. It's very difficult when we have our own personal needs in there, when our own feelings are wrapped up in a situation. It's very difficult then to think of what's best for the child. And we're too much thinking about what's best for us. We can't help it. It's just human nature to think that way. Anyway, our next guest tonight is Barb from California. She's November the 9th, 1945. Are you there, Barb?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Good evening.
Good evening. I just kind of wanted to check and see if you see any changes. Career, I'm looking actually for something in more of a business, part-time to do. As you know, the stock market's not doing us much justice, so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, anything connected to the stock market right now is, it's a real big gamble right now.
Yes.
I personally don't think anybody should be in the market right now at all. I mean, just get out. But
yeah.
People persist. People
but
persist.
You still need to find a way to kind of, you know, generate some money, and so I've wanted to have a business, but nothing elaborate, just something easy, even if I could do it from home. But I've looked for different things, and nothing seems to click. So I was wondering if there's any insight.
Well, it's probably, has it been a while since you actually had a business, or has it been a while since you worked a job and stuff like that?
Yes.
I mean, that's like, that's the feeling I get. So it's like you're embarking on an adventure that you haven't done in a long time.
Right.
you know, I can understand that's kind of a scary place to be.
Yeah.
A lot of unknowns there in that equation, you might say, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, there's several factors. Have you lost a lot of money in the stock market? Did you have a lot invested
yeah.
in the stock market? Okay. Just I figured that was true too. I just wanted to check that out with you. Okay.
One was,
and you know, you're a Scorpio.
Actually,
and Scorpio
one was a stock market, and another situation in real estate was a couple independent people, and they just said, "Oops, not working," and left.
Yeah. And it's interesting, in our society, there's no prison for debtors, you know.
No.
Running out on a loan or something like that is not a crime, at least not yet. Okay.
No, and they have no qualms. It's just like, oh, well, I guess it's not going to work. Goodbye.
Yeah, because it's business.
Right.
There's not a lot of morality in that business world, you know, per se. Okay.
No.
So that's one reason never to mix business with friendships. It's a conflict
with
of
what?
Interest from the very friendships.
Oh, friendship. No. Well, they actually weren't friends, but, you know, came from this so-called honest Christian background, which I begin to believe very strongly doesn't go
right.
together.
Yeah, okay. So one thing you can learn from this, hopefully, is for the future is not to invest your money like that. You know what I mean? Don't put your money in other people's hands and hope they're going to do right by you.
Definitely. Does not happen.
Now, whatever money you have left, it's real important this year that you don't fall for any easy way out schemes.
No, I want to be very safe.
Okay. No easy way out. See, people our age, my age and your age, we become more and more the victims of people who know that there's a fear of not having enough. And then they offer something that looks like a good way out of it. And
yes.
that's always a bad decision. So
and the preface is on the way out of it.
Yeah.
I'll get you out of your money.
I'm going to transfer your money to my account, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you definitely should. And you've just had a birthday, so your year is just getting off to a start. You're doing the right thing by looking. You'll find the right thing. Don't worry. It might actually be something that you work with somebody else in. You are a partnership-oriented person, you know.
Okay.
You know, you have a lot of two energy in your life. You're a jack of clubs, but you're a double two ruling card, two of clubs and two of spades, so... Partnership is something that could be good for you. It doesn't have to be, but be open to it. Okay?
But
be
keep my hands in it.
Yeah, maybe it would be something that you would, but just be, if you are in some kind of business partnership of any kind, make sure everything is discussed and written out and there's signed contracts.
Okay.
For everything. And make sure that there's performance clauses and make sure you're not taking any risk with your money. Okay? Whatever
okay.
you have left. That's all I'm suggesting.
Okay.
I do think that, you know, you will start something. Jack of Clubs, your card is Jack of Clubs. They're really good at being business entrepreneurs. It's just that you're a little out of practice.
True.
You're just a little out of practice. It's been a long time since you tried something like this. So you may not be able to just jump right into something. But... you have a natural gift for it, so I don't think it's going to take you that long to get the hang of things and do something really good, okay?
Okay.
So, does that help?
Does coming in and owning my own real estate, is that something to start checking into?
Well, I don't know, as long as it's going to make money. You know,
but it takes a lot of research to...
Yeah, well, listen, you know, you got to like it enough to be able to want to do the research. You know what I mean? You have to be interested enough in it to want to take the time to do it right, or just don't do it. Does that make sense?
True.
Okay. Whatever you end up doing here, don't do it unless you can, unless you have enough energy and interest in it to do it really right. So that you go into it, it's not like a risk anymore, in other words. You know? Now, real estate is a great thing. There's a lot of opportunities in real estate right now if you know what you're doing. But you got to know what you're doing.
Yes.
And, you know, either you do or you don't. If you don't, make sure you have time to figure out what it is to do. Or don't
do it. Which way to handle it. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, be open. Be open. I don't think you're going to really, I mean, you might do something quick between now and the new year, but I don't think you're going to come into whatever it is you're going to do until after the new year.
Okay.
That's
right. Start my research now.
You can do research, and you might do something short. You might do something that just is a quick thing that, you know, lasts a couple weeks or something between now and then. That's possible.
Okay.
But something more, I think something more substantial is going to come in after the new year.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. All right, well, thanks for being my guest tonight, brother.
All right, and thank you.
Bye. Have a great rest of your evening. Okay, we're going to take a break after our next caller, who's calling from Atlanta. Her name is Luann. Her birthday is December 20th, 1955. Are you there, Luann?
I am. How are you, Robert?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we just started studying your book at our house, and so from what I understand about my cards, I have a challenging year coming up, and so I just wanted to ask you a question, well, some questions about it. I've been married for 32 years, and my husband and I separated a year ago in December, and it was just a very, very hard thing for both of us, and I'm just wondering, I guess, what your interpretation of those cards would be concerning our relationship with him.
Well, are you talking about in the coming year?
Yes.
What's your husband's birthday?
His birthday is April the 28th, 1956.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just take a look here. 1956?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that you guys have a lot of connections. Why did you break up?
Well, you know, what I've learned since I've been studying the cards is that he's a six of clubs, and he has a very real struggle with keeping his word with me, and so... you know, it's been a series of things over the years where he violates his word, but this particular, the last one was an incredibly serious violation of not keeping his word with me, and so we separated, and this was even before I even understood anything about our cards, because I couldn't live with that.
Yeah, I get it. So do you think, are you entertaining thoughts that he might have changed?
No. Let me put it to you this way. His speech is always that he is, you know, changing, but his behavior always is not lining up with his speech.
Yeah, I would think that's true. Well, basically, it's really difficult to change, and most people don't change.
Why?
I mean, if you called up and said, hey, I'm in counseling once a week, and or twice a week, and I'm going to, you know, Liars Anonymous meetings. That might make a difference. It might mean that he actually is changing.
Right.
But talk is so cheap, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anybody can say anything, but are they really doing it? That's the bottom line. So the question, real question here is, do you want him back? The cards aren't going to
No, I don't. Not like this. I don't want it this way.
Well, then have you told him that? I mean,
yes.
Let him know. Okay.
Yes.
Then you've already done your part, you know. You said what you had to say.
Yes, I did. I said what I had to say.
I mean, if you had some kind of requirement that he could meet, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Like, if you had some sort of stipulations, like, I'll take you back if you do this and do that. If you had something like that that was real, that would really make a difference to you, you could tell him that and see what he does.
Right.
You know, it's up to you. It's your life. If you're available, though, you could meet somebody else soon. But this Nine of Spades you have, Luann, is about completing this whole thing. You need to finish this whole thing up. Okay?
Okay.
You need to, like, clean up. You're still hanging on to a guy you don't even want to be with anymore. You got to cut that fish loose.
Okay.
Go fishing for a bigger fish or something. I think you catch my drift.
I do. I catch your drift.
That one's too small. I'm going to cut him loose and keep fishing for whatever, you know. You got to, like, but you got to let him go because you're just postponing your own happiness. And postponing his happiness, too, by keeping this thing going and entertaining these conversations about it. The truth of the matter is he probably hasn't changed at all and probably has no intention. You know, it's funny, I've said this on the show before, but women get married hoping the guy will change.
Right.
They always do. They think, you know, he's got potential.
That's true. You're right.
You know,
that's true. Right?
And what's really funny is the guy is thinking just the opposite. He's thinking, you know what? I finally found somebody who loves me just the way I am.
Mm.
I get to be who I am and be loved. And she's over thinking, he's going to change someday. It's a little bit of a cosmic joke, you know? It's like
yeah.
a little trick that God plays on us, the sexes. One of them thinking the other one's going to change. The other one thinking, hey, I don't have to change. I finally found the person that likes me just the way I am. It's kind of hilarious when you think about it. But, you know, a guy doesn't usually want to change all that much. Some men will, but it's kind of rare. If I was betting, I would say no, they're not going to change. Pretty
okay.
much about anybody.
Okay.
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 So your nines are only going to be bad if you keep hesitating and postponing and delaying.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I guess I'm debating in my mind about how that looks. What does that look like? You
what
know, what to be open to the nine coming and.
You just say to God, you say, God, whatever's not working for me, whatever's not bringing me love and happiness and joy, just flush it down the toilet.
Okay, I can pray that prayer.
You know,
I can pray that
prayer. Yeah, and you know, let him
because
go.
Because I really do want him to be happy too, I really do.
Yeah, let him go to the place where he'll find happiness, because maybe there's some woman out there that'll like him just the way he is.
I think that would be wonderful.
Yeah, it would be, but you can't have that as a condition of your own happiness or your own freedom, though. You have to make this move for yourself, not for his happiness. It'll be nice if he gets happy too. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But if you're waiting for his happiness to happen before you can have your freedom, it'll never happen. He'll torture you to death first. He'll get sick. He'll do all kinds of things to make you feel guilty.
Okay. Then I will pray that prayer tonight.
Yeah, just pray that he goes to the place that's best for him and really mean it, you know, like a place where he can find happiness, his own version of happiness. That's my suggestion.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Luann. Have a great evening, and thanks for staying up so late.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a break now, and we do have two lines open on this break. We're going to listen to the song, the Krishna Lullaby song that I wrote. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. Our first up will be Karen from Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Be right back.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna Lullaby from my CD, Bhakti Rock. We're back with your calls, and our first up after the break here is Karen from Cleveland, Ohio, whose birthday, July 27th, 1946. Are you there, Karen?
Yes, I am.
How are you, Karen?
I'm fine, thank you.
I have your birthday as July 27th, 1946. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
What can I do for you tonight?
I'm wondering if I'm going to have a residential move soon and a financial windfall.
Okay. There are indications that you would move before your next birthday. It's not as significant as you're making it sound, however, so I don't know if it's what you're imagining right now. There is money indicated, but not until after April the 15th. And I don't know if that's the money you're thinking about or not. Okay.
Now I'm supposed to get a retirement fund within the next couple weeks.
Well, just because it doesn't show up here doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I'm just reporting on from what I see here. And, you know, there's certainly every possibility of something like that could occur. But it's just not showing up in the cards as being all that significant to you, which doesn't seem to make sense, but that's what it says.
Because I have three different investments going, and I was just wondering,
you know. Investments go- I'm sorry, what do you mean by that? You have three different investments going?
Well, I did a retirement investment and then two other enhancements of money investments.
When was this?
Well, the retirement was about 7 years ago, and it should be coming, you know, within the next, I would hope, the next 15 days. And then the other ones probably, you're right, would probably be February and April.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some money showing up for you in April and May, sometime either April or May or both. I don't know. It's going to be, you know, some money. I don't know how big or whatever, but, you know, it looks good at this point.
Yeah, right now,
I don't see anything right now in the cards.
Uh-huh.
You know, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I just don't see it. Okay. So, I mean, is this thing at all related to stock market?
No. No, none of it is. No.
Oh, that's good.
It's all private.
Anyways, that was smart of you. But, you know, hopefully it's
maybe
on the
just
up
lucky.
And up. Yeah, well, maybe, or maybe you were just smart. You know, I don't know. But, you know, hopefully the people you're dealing with are not going to try something funny. I don't think they are. We'll see.
I hope not.
Yeah.
But you don't see me moving soon, huh?
It looks like the potential is there before your birthday. But nothing definite, like as to when that would be. I mean, you have the possibility for moves right now in the next, between now and the end of the year. You have some move cards, okay? Is that when you're thinking of doing it soon?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be true.
Before the first of the year, God willing, yes.
Yeah, well, you've got some influences for that. So, yeah, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of energy to make it happen, but I think you can pull it off.
That would be wonderful. Where I'm living is a bad situation.
Yeah, well, get some help on that, you know.
So I do have somebody helping me with that.
Oh, good. Because that's a lot. That's a lot to take on without some good help. Even when I move, I hire people to help me because it's so much work, you know. It's just so much easier.
My husband and I decided that we were going to just move the small boxes ourselves and the big furniture and everything. We were going to get a moving company to move us and get it over with in a day or two. You know,
yeah.
Because everything that we have right now is in storage, you know, so it doesn't even have to be packed up. It just has to be moved.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Sounds like you have a pretty good plan in mind, so. Okay, well, I wish you well.
Robert.
Yeah, no, I understand. I don't know what to tell you exactly. I can't give you any kind of definite thing with this.
Uh-huh. But it would look good, though.
But there are definitely indications of everything you've talked about. There are, you know. There are indicators.
Okay, great.
Before I'll ever predict something and stick my neck out, I have to see more than one. I have to see like two or three of the same things showing up. And that's when I'll say something. I'm just playing it safe.
Okay. Okay. Right. You don't see anything new career opportunity for me, do you?
Well, you know, don't you want to first get through all this change?
Yes.
Don't you want to get
change
through all this
change? Change is good. Change is good.
Like, you know, in other words, just take care of this first, and then the next chapter will unfold for you. You understand?
Okay.
Like, just, you know, make this be a really good chapter of your, you know, moving and all that stuff and getting this retirement or whatever. Keep, just handle all that for now. And when the time comes, you'll be ready for the next step, which
okay.
will be your work or whatever. But you don't even know how you're going to feel then. You should finish this first.
Yeah, I thought about that. Maybe I don't want to do anything for a while.
You won't know until you're done. So first get done with what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then you can think about what you're going to do next. If you're planning that far ahead with your mind, it's just going to drive you crazy. Okay? You need to, one thing you do need to watch out for this year is you've got to keep your mind in a positive frame of mind. Okay? You've got to watch the worry thing. Okay?
Okay.
Because this particular year, you have a tendency towards pessimism.
Pessimism?
Right. Pessimism.
Oh, yeah? Huh.
That means
I'm not usually pessimistic. I'm pretty upward, so.
Yeah, I know you are normally. This uh-huh. year is, you have an influence for more pessimistic thinking. So I'm just warning you so you can be mindful of that.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. And you'll
okay.
be fine.
Well, thank you so
All
much.
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling, Karen. Have a great night.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller is from Portland. Her name is Kelsey. Her birthday is March the 18th, 1981. Are you there, Kelsey?
I am.
I heard you're a friend of a friend.
I am. She speaks very highly of you, and we are sitting here together tonight, and we thought we'd call in.
Oh, well, great. So is your birthday March the 18th, 1981?
It is.
Okay, and what can I do for you tonight?
I'm in a crossroads kind of with my career right now. I've been in real estate for the last 5 years, and I'm just kind of, you know, the market's not that great, and I'm feeling like I'm really just losing my spunk with it, and I'm just wondering if there's another path that I should be taking, if there's something else that's out there for me.
Yep, there is.
Okay.
Definitely there is. You'll be making a shift soon, and there'll be some kind of education you have to get in order to make the transition. That'll happen after... that may be happening soon, actually. Could be happening before Christmas, or at least during the holiday season. So you're doing the right thing just by putting it out, like, you know, asking the question, you know, is there something out there for me? And now something's going to respond. You know, the universe is going to respond to that. You're going to get a little message here soon. Just be open. It might also involve moving. Possibly.
Okay.
It's not definite, but it's possible. Okay?
Okay.
You know, your birthday, you're a natural salesperson. You're a natural promoter. That's what you're really good at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So find something you love to promote and go promote it.
Okay.
Something that means more to you, that has more meaning to you personally. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You could sell almost anything, but would there be something out there that would actually give you a sense of fulfillment on a deeper level? That's the question to ask.
Okay, so I'm married, and what do you see with if I'm planning on moving? Is there something within the state, or is there something outside, or where do you see that going?
Well, the cards don't really say, they don't tell where and all that stuff. It just shows a change, you know. And it doesn't have to mean a move, but it looks like a potential move because it's a long story, but it does, okay?
Okay.
It's in the position for all that. What's your husband's career like? What's he doing?
He's in the restaurant industry and is looking. He's kind of just an entrepreneur. He's quite a few things are in his boat.
And what's his birthday?
9/26/78.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Well, he's showing a move, too.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So the chances are you guys are going to be moving. So, you know.
And what, does it show with his career?
Well, you know, it looks like it's more revolving around your career than his at this point.
Okay.
That's what it looks like. I can't say for sure. But that's how it's showing up to me.
So how soon of a move?
Does he have something definite happening or not? It doesn't sound like he does.
Pardon?
It doesn't sound like he has something definite going.
Okay.
I'm just saying, talking to you, it doesn't sound like he has something definite.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he does, yes. He does have a couple things, actually, that would put us into a moving situation relatively soon.
Oh, okay. So it could be because of both of your situations. I would say be willing to move and be open to move. If his thing says move, definitely go, because it's going to be good for both of you. That's what I would say.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else showing up?
Well, do you have any kids?
I do not.
Okay,
not at this time.
Be careful.
Be careful. Okay.
You got a lot of hard cards this year.
My friend Jen is here. Pardon?
You could end up being a mother before your next birthday. Okay, just be mindful of that.
Okay. My friend Jen is here. Would you be willing to, if I pass the phone over, to talk to her a bit?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Okay, hold on.
Hi. Thank you very much for talking to Kelsey. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. And I thought, you know, while she's on the phone, I have one quick question I'd love to run by you.
Okay.
You told me in my spread that I had a bunch of love cards, and that during the 52-day period that just passed that I would fall madly and deeply in love and all the things that come along with that were going to happen, and that absolutely happened, like, in a big way. And then you told me about 2 weeks ago that I started a challenging period in my year, but I should continue to pursue everything I'm pursuing because it would pass. And I would have a lot of doubts and a lot of concerns, but it would be more challenging. And a week ago, this love of my life called me crying to tell me that he's married and still living with the woman and has 3 kids. So, yeah. So I would say you've been right on a few different things, but.
What a slime ball.
You think? So can I give you a birthday and tell me if you think I should run for the hills? Because right now he's saying that I'm the one and they're going through the divorce thing and... And it's
well, first
really,
of all, Jennifer,
really
let's just slow down, okay? Let's just slow down a second, okay? What is his birthday, first of all?
July 8th.
July the 8th, okay. What year? Do you know his year?
I know he's 46. I haven't calculated the year. I probably should do that.
Okay.
I think it was a long time ago, but I don't remember. I can look it up.
Okay, just hold on 1 second. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know... First of all, the guy has lied to you. Okay.
Yeah.
In a big way. I mean, a huge way.
Huge way. Huge way.
Yeah. And, you know, that being something that he did right from the outset with you, it speaks to how he is in a relationship. You know, like he's probably, I'm sure he's lying to his wife about you.
He was the whole time. And now, well, the way he got caught was we went on a trip. He's been coming to see me. I've been going on trips with him. I'm actually supposed to go to his house at the end of the month. And I haven't been there yet, so I sent a gift and a card to say thank you after our last trip, and she got it because I didn't know that a woman lived there.
Well, the guy, I mean,
it sounds like I'm making it up.
No, no, I know it sounds pretty dramatic and all that,
yeah.
But you know, just look at the practical aspects of it, you know, because the things that people do when we first meet them and little things that happen, and this is not little, this is big, but even
yeah.
little things that happen are hints about the future.
Okay.
They're premonitions about the future, how it's going to be later.
Okay.
So what he's showing you is what he does. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
He's showing you the man that he is. And this is not a man that has any high standards in his life.
Okay.
He's
is that inherent with mine, or is it inherent? Do you see me having? Are my love cards going to continue with somebody else, or is that my one shot for a while?
Oh well, no. I mean, you have this great period, and you might as well enjoy it, you know. But there will be others.
That was like my. Did
you have no idea.
Have the love cards in that 52-day period, and then they're gone again.
Well,
yeah, you can say yes.
You know, the cards can show people showing up in our life, and they can show the beginnings of significant relationships. But, you know, not all relationships will even show up in the cards. Some
mm-hmm.
don't even show up.
Okay.
You know?
But are my love cards kind of gone now?
You're an attractive woman. If you're interested and if you're open, but you got to first clean this one up and get it over with,
okay.
You know?
Okay.
You're not really ready to date anybody else until you do that. You understand?
True.
You'd just
True.
Be pretending.
You see him
You'd be out there. You would be doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
In your own way. Do you understand?
True.
So
do you see in his cards or my cards that he changes and stays in my life for some odd reason?
Well, those cards don't mean anything that he would definitely be in your life or you'd be in his life.
Okay.
I mean, it could mean that it's possible, but you should never feel like hampered by that. You're his Saturn card this year. Trust me. It's not going to get good for him from here on out.
It's what?
It's not going to get good for him with you from here on out.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's not
going to
get good for him. Yeah, you're his Saturn.
Is that like I'm his challenge card now? Is that what that means?
You're his lesson card, you know, lesson.
No
Difficult.
Way.
Yeah.
Wow, and that's in his whole family is obviously now.
You know, he had his little fling with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to do something good with him, tell him, you know, you go home, you don't call me again until you're divorced, okay? Like, that's
I
really
did that.
Easy. Say, don't call me again, don't email me, don't contact me until you are free and clear and after you've taken 6 months of Liars Anonymous meetings.
Okay. And, you know, I did that. I just said, out of respect to me, do not contact me whatsoever. And I got a call from a different phone number saying, just give me 2 minutes of your time, and I'm right back in the throes of
questioning well,
everything
don't
again.
Don't fall for that. Don't fall for that. He's counting on that. You know, it's worked before. For him, you're smarter than that. Don't let him get away with it anymore.
Okay.
Not with
thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay.
No, I'm
you're
sad.
Very welcome.
Okay. I was hoping you were going to say, you know what? This is a one-time fluke in this guy's life, and he's there, and because I really liked him. But okay, no,
of course.
I'll trust you. Okay.
Trust me. There are, if you know, people shouldn't give up. You know, on love. I really believe this. You know. Really, when I say this, everybody can have exactly what they want in love, and like it can in other areas of life. You just can't give up. You have to really keep a clear thought in your mind as to what it is you want.
Okay.
And don't settle for second best, you know.
And that would be settling hugely, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would be settling. See, when a man does something like that to a woman, like lies and something, and if the woman takes him back, the message to the man is, hey, I can do this, and it's okay with her.
True.
And that would be the setting of your relationship. Your whole relationship will be founded on lies. And it will start with lies, and it will end with lies. Trust me.
Okay. Yeah, no, I believe that is what my gut tells me. And my gut's told me all along something isn't quite what it seems there, and I just chose to continue. So.
Well, you know, it's not your fault that you didn't know that he was lying. I mean, the guy's probably pretty good at it, you know.
He's brilliant at it.
And then we are good at lying when we want to be. That's our job. It's sort of like almost genetic, I think. We learn to say whatever we got to say to get what we want, you know.
So how do you do
it? So anyway, I think that, you know, there's definitely going to be other love in your life, but, you know, it's just let this go. Don't make it into a big deal. Don't make it like it's the end of the world or that, you know, it means all that much. Just move on.
Okay.
There's going to be somebody else.
I'm going to hold you to it then. I will thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
All right. Have
I'm
a good night.
I'm glad you had the nerve to share this with everybody on the radio tonight.
I'm hoping no one knows my last name. That's the only thing. And you know, my birthday, only you do. So. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Good night, Jennifer.
All right. Bye.
All right. Thanks for having your friend call, too. Okay, we're going to take another short break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to June from Monterey Bay, on this break, we're going to play my song from my CD called Rama Rama, the most recent song I've recorded. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back after Rama Rama. Welcome back, everybody. That was a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. That was called Rama Rama. Hope you enjoyed that. Now we have some callers, and this is our last segment. We may have time for only perhaps these three. We'll see how things go. First up, we have June from Monterey Bay. Her birthday is February 12, 1948. Are you there, June?
That's right.
I can barely hear you, June.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Hello. I'd like to
hear you now.
About the heart and the mind. That's kind of my dilemma right now.
What happened?
Well, my heart is ready to move on, but I feel a little tangled up with my ex emotionally. I don't feel like I understand what happened with Mr. 9146. I was thinking if you shed some light on that.
So I don't know anything about what's happened so far. Do I?
Well, it's been over a year, but I still feel confusion about what happened with us, and I'm thinking if you looked at his birthday, you could help me understand and close that chapter and move on. I really want to move on. It's been over a year.
His birthday is September 1st, 1946?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, what happened anyway?
There were a few sweet spots, but it was pretty... Well, he'd been married 20 years previously, and I think he just didn't want to do that again. But we were together 8 years.
Uh-huh.
But the whole
time... Did you have a good 8 years together?
No.
Oh, well, what happened? I mean, was it bad?
We'd hang out, and we'd have a really great time, and then he seemed to get scared and just run off for 2 or 3 months, and then come back, and then I'd take him back, and that's how it went for the whole 8 years.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, you know, marriage is not something you have to have, right?
I didn't need marriage. I didn't need a piece of paper, but I didn't need somebody running off for 3 months at a time either.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, you know, if he was married for so long, he might have had a bad experience in that marriage, and he may have already sworn that off for the rest of his life.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
You know, I've seen that happen before, and I understand it. I mean, I don't think it's the best thing, but
I can
understand why people do it.
I understand that, too.
Yeah.
But
so, you know, it might have been a situation where you might have been able to have a relationship with him as long as you didn't have any intention.
I can't do that.
I know. I don't think you can because you're a Six of Diamonds ruler, and Six of Diamonds have emotional fears. They need a little more stability and security.
Yes, I do.
So nothing wrong with that. Just have to choose that next time.
and what is it? What is he like? What do you see in his card?
Well, there's a good chance he's already met somebody else.
Yeah, I dreamt that last night.
Yeah, and fairly happy about it at this time. But you have to understand that, you know, I don't think he's somebody who actually can be happy for very long. You know, not many people can sustain happiness. Are you aware of this?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny as it sounds, you know, the capacity to sustain happiness is pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he may be happy for a period because he met somebody new, but how long will that last?
Is that his basic nature kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's his pattern. It's his pattern now at this point in his life, I think. I don't think it's like a always been that way. I just think that's the way he is now because of what he's been through and some decisions that he's made about life and love based on his past experiences.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't see anything wrong with that.
No.
It's just what he chose. He's choosing that. So.
And I've chosen to move on.
We're all allowed to have our own choices.
Yeah, and I've chosen to move on, but I'm having a hard time. What's up with my love sector?
Well, you're worrying too much. You're thinking about it too much. Okay?
Okay.
That's what you're doing. I would suggest you take a little trip somewhere. Do you have any opportunities to go traveling? Has there been any opportunities present themselves to you recently?
Yes, there has been. I mean, I was trying to get a trip together to go see the whales in January where they have their babies.
Okay. So, I'm suggesting you take one. Maybe those before that, though, actually.
I was going to a place this coming weekend.
Okay, that sounds good. So, you know, be open to meeting somebody else.
I am.
Okay, good.
What do you see for that possibility?
There's a possibility. There's a possibility there. You have a five of hearts. You've got a three of hearts coming in. So these all represent potential, but you got to realize that the three you have in Neptune makes you worry that you're not going to have enough love. And you think too much about it. You got to relax a little bit.
Okay.
You know, and enjoy what's happening.
Yes, I am. I've found a lot of peace hanging out with myself for the last year.
Yeah.
And that's kind of new to me. A source of love and peace inside myself instead of looking for it outside.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I feel like I've developed that in this last year. It's been really nice.
Well, that's really the foundation of having a good relationship in the future, you know. Because when you meet somebody, you want to meet them when you're at your happy place in your life, you know.
Sure.
I mean, that's going to be the best.
Sure.
You know, there's an indication that you could meet somebody before your birthday, but I don't know if it'll be the final person, but something to be open to between now and your birthday, okay?
I see.
Yeah.
And
just be open.
Okay. I think I am. I think I'm open. And I have a legal thing going on. Is that going to play out to my advantage? I was injured and I have a settlement, a lawsuit going.
There don't seem to be any indications about that between now and your birthday.
No, it probably wouldn't be before then.
Next year, you have good indications next year.
Yahoo!
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I mean, it's not like perfect, but it looks pretty good.
Okay, that's all I need to keep the hope alive.
Keep that hope alive, baby.
Yeah, the audacity of hope. I'm forever
hopeful. That's what Obama won the election with, hope.
Yaman. Well, that's my middle name, is Forever Hopeful.
Well, that's a good thing to have, I think. I think that's a good
quality. Although, you know, it fooled me with taking this guy back like 20 million times, because I was forever hopeful that it'd be better.
Yeah, but see, that's an area where that hopefulness needs to be tempered with some practicality.
With common sense.
You know, I was just talking a previous guest tonight that, you know, women keep hoping the guy's going to change.
Yes.
And the guy's thinking that the woman loves him just the way he is.
Well, I was pretty clear, yeah. Well, yeah.
It's like a big cosmic joke, actually. You know, the woman's thinking, oh, he's going to change. The guy's thinking, hey, I get to be the person I really am. I finally found a woman that loves me the way I am.
I don't think most women let you think that we love you the way that you you are. You know, if it's something.
No, they do. You do.
I
mean, if you say yes, if you say yes to us, like, yes, I'll marry you, what do you think that means?
Well,
I'm saying that this is how the man interprets it.
That interprets, now there's the key word.
Yeah, that's all that matters, though. What does he think?
Yeah, I think we're thinking, like, you're so lucky.
You're thinking he's
going to
change.
Man.
He's thinking no.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's great talking to you. Thanks for being my guest, June.
Thank you for having the show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night. Next up is Diane from Massachusetts. Now, she's been waiting up a long time. April 13th, 1956. Are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for staying up so late.
I'm a new listener, and I find this very interesting, and I'm wondering what you can tell me about my birthday.
Well, you are a woman who... When you smile, the sun comes out. Okay. Do you understand what I mean by that when I say that?
Yeah. I tend to smile a lot, but I've been through a lot in the last couple of years, and I'm hoping to find more happiness.
Yeah, well, you're also... Are you talking about your love life?
Love life, career...
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're very relationship-oriented.
Yes, I am.
I would tend to think that most things in your life revolve around what's going on in your relationship area.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, that's the area that you need to pay attention to first, because that's where everything else pivots around for you. And, you know, you have high expectations in love. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's wrong.
I always feel guilty for saying it, but it is true.
Yeah, no, it's not actually a bad thing. You know, it's a high standard. And you have to be picky, you know, about it. And you'll eventually get it. And this year, by the way, Diane, this is you're 52 years old, right?
Yes.
This is like one of the most important years of your life, okay? Well, we call it the critical year. It's the year that we decide how good the rest of our life's going to be. So it is very important that this year, you let this year be really good. Now, you're in the worst period of this year. I should just tell you, every year has a period of 52 days called Saturn, and for you it starts on November 7th and it goes till December 29th every year, okay?
Oh, well.
And that's typically the hardest time of the year for you. Do you understand?
Yes, okay.
So this is not the funnest time of the year, but before your birthday, you're going to have opportunities. Opportunities for love, opportunities for success, and you got to let the good stuff come in. You got to let it come in. It can't come in without your permission.
Okay.
So you have to be open to something really good happening to you. Instead of always thinking it's always going to be bad. You follow me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's important. You have to set the stage for this. See, this is supposed to be a blessed year, like a year that rewards us. Age 52 is supposed to be this really wonderful, like a dreams come true kind of a year. Well, are you still dreaming or have you stopped dreaming?
I probably stopped dreaming.
Okay.
There was a death in the family. We made a move and
yeah.
I've lost some inspiration.
yeah, well, that sounds really hard. But, you know, you're going to have to decide soon if you want to keep living or not. Okay. I understand that you've had some loss.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I understand that you've had some loss in your life. But you do have to decide if you want to keep living.
Yeah. I'm just searching for inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just remember how much you mean to people in your life, and just remember how important you are to people in your life, how much joy you bring to them. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And what an inspiration you are to other people. Because I know you are. You know, when we have a loss in our life, and it happens to all of us someday, it causes us to become very introverted. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We become very focused on how much we are suffering. And it feels it's okay to do that in a way, but we also have, at some point realize that the time spent doing that, we're not loving other people at all. We're not usually loving ourselves very much either at that time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you gotta get back onto loving again. Loving yourself and loving those around you who are still there.
I feel like I've been through the hottest part, and I think that's why now I'm at the stage of looking to grab on something to make my life more meaningful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're looking, you know, this is perfect that you're looking right now. That's what you need to be doing. It's the old saying goes, seek and you shall find, right? So you're open to finding something now. It's going to come.
I hope so, in the near future.
Yeah, I think so, actually. So what would you like to have happen? If you could have a dream come true, what would it be?
I think the most important thing is just for my whole family to be very happy. And I know everybody's feeling the financial burden now, but if that could ease up a little. And I am looking for a career that I can be very happy in.
Okay. So, you know, this loss that occurred, sometimes, you know, I've seen that when these kind of things happen, it affects every single person that was involved with the person who left. It affects each person differently. You know?
Yeah.
And often there's a positive ending for lots of people. Like it might have reminded them, for example, how much they need to live a life worth living, you know, for example. So maybe this has helped you to wake up to the fact that you need to be doing something that's more meaningful to yourself.
It's not a happy place to be, and
no,
I'm tired of being there.
Well, you must have been there for a long time. You know?
For a couple of years. It was someone very, very close to me.
Was it a love partner or a child or what?
Actually, it was my mother. I was very
your mother.
Close to her. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, you need to let her go. And she would want you to be happy, right? Your mother would want you to be happy.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't want you just moping and, you know, suffering too much. She wouldn't. I'm sure of it.
No. I mean, I realize that. It's just other things. We made a move, and that was very hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, changes are always difficult to some extent.
Yes. And you don't realize it until you get into it.
But this year can be the beginning of the rest of your life. That's right.
Please?
But this year can be the beginning of the rest of your life. It really can. There's very, very, this is a time for you. You have to have, you have to start over. You have to. You can't go back.
No, no, and I don't want to.
Only go forward from here, and you have to decide that you're going to go forward, and that's it. You know, just make up your mind. I'm going forward now.
Okay.
Time to stop this grieving and to take the next step. It's over.
So do you foresee any money coming into my life?
I do, but you have to step into this. There is influences that show up for different things, but nothing's guaranteed unless we act accordingly.
Yeah.
Are you ready to act? Are you ready to step in? That's the question, you see.
Yeah, it's almost like I'm afraid I don't know where to step in and what to take advantage of.
Well, okay, that's understandable. You don't have to decide that right now, okay? You just have to be ready to act and say, okay, I'm ready. You just tell God, I'm ready now to move forward. Show me the way. Okay, that's all you got to do. It's not going to come between now and the new year, okay? Don't even think about it until after. If you can, you want to just stop thinking about it at all. Just say, I'm not going to think about this until New Year's.
Okay.
Just do that. Because the more you think about it now, the worse it's going to get. You're not going to feel good about it. Okay? I can guarantee
yeah.
it. It's not going to go anywhere between now and the new year. Make it a nice holiday season the best you can. And then it'll come to you after that.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Well, thanks for being my guest, Diane. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks for staying up so late. Have a great night. Okay. Our final guest tonight is Ulrike from Long Beach, born on February 2nd, 1968. Are you there, you Ulrike?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. How are you
Hello?
Tonight?
Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Yes, I
okay.
can.
Okay, good. What's on your mind?
So I have a question about the upcoming year, and I see I have like 2 sevens and a 9 in Pluto. And I don't know if you have any suggestions for that.
Well, you know, those aren't bad.
No.
Do you think they're bad? Have you been to that
well,
again?
The thing is, I had a 9 of spades in Saturn, and I was doing so fine in my Jupiter period. And a week before this started, I was sick for about six weeks.
Uh-huh.
Like I was completely exhausted, but I have a new position now. I work for a new company.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I know this
well, yeah, I mean,
can be
you,
afraid of,
a 9 of spades
I was
in Saturn, a 9 of spades in Saturn is going to be hard, but see,
yeah,
you have to take a bigger, you got to get a bigger picture on this whole thing, Ulrike. And why do you think you got sick? The cards didn't make it happen. Why do you think that was part of your destiny? Like, why might that have happened?
Yeah, that showed me that I was really, like, unhappy in my work. I noticed that. So,
yeah.
But then it happened that I got my new job. So, but
yeah.
I was so
let. So, see, we need to tell everybody who's listening, if you work a job that you hate, you'll get sick.
Yeah, I was
eventually.
Really.
You'll get sick
it
eventually.
It just happened from one day to the next, and I couldn't believe it because I was really doing so fine in Jupiter. I had a 9 assignments, but I was like, doing so fine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, I have a Nine of Spades coming,
but
and I'm going to master that.
Rike, Saturn is the time we have to pay our debts. You understand? Saturn is the karma planet, right? It means you got to pay up. You've been getting away with it for a long time. Now you have to pay.
Yeah.
That's what happened, right?
But that's why I'm asking about the Nine of Spades in Pluto next year.
Well, what those cards mean, what the Seven of Spades Pluto and the Nine of Spades Pluto will mean will depend a lot on what you're doing in your life. Are you going to be more conscious this time?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Are you going to be more conscious going into this next year? Have you learned anything from what you happened last year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to make a move for something better in your life now? Or are you going to go back to the old pattern of working a job and just work?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a double spade, right? You're a super worker and you forget about everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you wonder why you get so sick. You go, what happened? Things were fine. All of a sudden, why am I sick?
Mm-hmm.
You can't live that way, Ulrike.
Mm-hmm.
It's not living.
But then if I look at...
So what do you want? What do you really want for your life? It's time for you to start thinking about this. Like, what kind of life do you really want to live? You just want to get a job and work all day for the rest of your life? Is that what you're going to do?
No. I already have plans. So I was wondering, do you see any...
Well, what's your plan? You said you have plans. What is your plan?
My plan? I want to move out of state.
And then go work and work and work like you are doing now somewhere else?
No.
Okay. You got to have a big plan. You got to have a good plan. You got to have something that's based in something really real and good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to come up with something better, Ulrike.
Yeah.
All right? So,
yeah, I'm working on that.
See, like the Seven of Spades can mean that you're really... The Seven of Spades can mean that you're really going for it for something that you really love.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a big risk.
Mm-hmm.
Having faith, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The card of faith. That's what it can mean.
Do you see any
right?
good cards for a move? Because, like, May.
Yes,
I
do.
About
yes,
May
I do.
May or something, or June?
Even before that.
Or in Venus?
Mm-hmm.
The Five of Spades? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've had your book, the little books of the Seven Thunders, and I'm like, how important is the underlying cards? For example, the work for the Vortica card? Do you still
They're
read
important.
That or just for the other one? Do you read both underlying cards?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I look for indications, but you'll notice that the two underlying cards are karma cards to each other. Always. So they're really all they're all part of the same kind of energy. Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't want to move out of state to do the same thing and work for somebody again. No. So, I've been doing that too long. So,
you know, you can have love in your life too, Ulrike.
Mm-hmm.
You have a King of Hearts result next year. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice the Ace of Hearts long range?
Yes.
It's funny how you didn't even mention those cards. All you focused on was, hey, what about that Seven of Spades?
Yeah, I saw that, but I want to get that under control first. Because when I'm not happy doing my work, how can it? So.
Well, right? You spades think that work is everything. You forget that it's
no,
not
it's
just...
No, it's not, but I need to have... I think it's important to be happy when...
You don't even have... You don't even have any dependents, do you?
No, I don't.
Then what are you working for?
Well,
what in the heck are you working for? What are you working? Just so you can keep working? You're working to keep working, aren't you?
No.
I know that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're working just so you can keep working. Because you're a double spay. All you can't think of anything else but work. Did you ever hear about, I want to share a new word with you. It's called vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had one of those?
Yes.
You ever had a vacation?
On my birthday.
Well, you did? Oh, good. Why don't you have a long one? How about like a 2-month vacation? Like go to India or something
mm-hmm.
for 2 months. You're single. You got freedom. You can do whatever you want. What are you doing tying yourself up to a job you don't even like? You know, when I was traveling to Thailand about 10 years ago, I was meeting all these people, you know, young people that were traveling, and all they would do is they would work, they would go home and work for 6 months and save up all their money, and then they would travel for a year, and they would budget themselves. They would only spend like $2 a day so they could stay on the road. That'd be a good thing for you to do
yeah.
for a year. That'd be so good for you. To break you free of this work pattern you got.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be fine, Ulrike. You're not even going to know what these cards mean until after your birthday, so don't worry about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You
have
to get.
Are you saying one that's the seven of? Yeah, go ahead.
You're out of your Saturn period now. Things are going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have a King of Hearts result this year. Love's knocking on your door. Where are you? Where
yeah,
the heck are you?
Maybe
where
I'm not even a
10
of space. Maybe I'm a 9 of space. Who knows?
I think you're a tennis base. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
Pretty sure.
Two of diamonds? Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Okay, we have to end tonight now.
Okay, thank you very much for
But it's nice to
call.
Hear your voice, and I do wish you well for the holidays.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
You too. Happy holidays.
All right, good night.
Have a good night.
All right, thank you. And thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week, same time. And we'll end our show, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra, the ancient chant from India that's so powerful. This chant can put you into a nice state of mind so you can just drift right off to dreamland. I hope you have a great night. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Savitur varinya Bhargo Devasya.